Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
T7N Radio brings to you the best of seven sports talk with Seven Mitchell.
Tomorrow night is going down game two of the NBA Finals. You are now rocking with the best. This is the best of seven sports talk, T7N Radio. I'm your host, as always, the kid, Seven Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locked and loaded with us, man. I got the usual suspects with us. Of course, we got the superstars. First off, let me introduce my guy in his New York state of mind. We got Nonfiction Slim in the building. Slim, what's popping, G?
Salute, kid. What's going on?
Oh, man. You know, it's showtime, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. Let's go ahead and bring on our other co-host from Carolina. We got the Devil's Advocate. J.O. is in the building. J.O., what's popping?
Yo, man. What's good, Slim?
Chilling, fam.
You
know what I mean?
Salute to y'all, man. Let's do what we do, man. Y'all make sure y'all call up 347-989-8102. We got a full plate tonight. We talking NBA Finals Game 2 predictions. We recapping Game 1. Got a lot to chop up when it comes to the association. We also going to lock into this whole Jason Whitlock situation with LeBron James. We got a response to that. So much more. So it's going down. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Make sure y'all follow us everywhere on social media at T7M Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Best of Seven Sports Talk. On YouTube, we definitely appreciate all the new subscriptions. Let's get into what we do, came to do, fellas. Let's embrace this debate. So Thursday night, Kevin Durant finished with 38 points, 8 boards, and 8 assists to lead Golden State Warriors past LeBron James and the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers Thursday night in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Steph Curry did his share as well, scoring 28 points with 6 three-pointers and 10 assists on the night. LeBron James wound up with 28 points, 15 boards, 8 assists, and I believe he had 8 turnovers. Now, Tristan Thompson, the person that we felt was going to be a key for Game 1, was held scoreless and only 4 boards. Should the Cavs be in panic mode? I'm going to start off with you, Gio.
Yeah, they shouldn't be in panic mode. I think Game 3 is going to be telling, because, you know, role players seem to shoot better at home. Sure. So they can give Golden State, whether they win or lose, if they get them a good hard fight, close game, I think that would be all the confidence they may need to go into Game 3.
What about you, Slim? Do you feel like the Cavs should be in panic mode after Thursday's performance?
Nah, man, LeBron James already a championship. I don't see him panicking. He got his troops confident. They probably know they're going to go home down 0-2 and got to win game and protect their home court, man. You know what I mean? So I don't think they're in panic mode, man. Not at all. They came back from 3-1 last year, man. But it's a different tune because they got Durant, but I don't think he's in panic mode, man. You know?
Just on paper alone, they lost both games in Golden State last year in the finals. And like you said, came back to win in 7. I would say probably a day before the NBA Finals, LeBron James had went through a situation that went down at his house. It was some type of it was a type of vandalism situation. And we had a media personality from Fox Sports, Jason Whitlock, had some comments when LeBron James has spoken on racism and how racism is shown whether you are rich or poor. Let's kind of tap into Jason Whitlock's comments on LeBron James, and I'm going to get you guys' response. And y'all let me know if Jason Whitlock was out of bounds.
He was out of bounds. Like, I didn't.
The worst thing in the world is to be black in America. It's just not true. The worst thing to be in America and anywhere on the planet is poor. Go through the numbers, go through the stats. If you're poor, regardless of color, you're catching hell in America and on this planet. LeBron has risen above poverty to that special elevated place we have in this society where pretty much nothing can bother him. And to sit here and say that, oh my God, my house was vandalized in L.A. and on the eve of this greatest sporting event, I'm traumatized. It's just not true.
He didn't say it was traumatized.
I understand, but that was the way he postured and, you know, the way... Again, it was all said for the benefit of social media and Twitter. I'm fired up about it because, again, this is the Embrace Debate Network. That's what we label ourselves as.
Yeah.
And so I'm not out of bounds here when I say... I watched Undisputed and saw Shannon Sharp today say... The hardest thing is being black in America. I was just like, this is crazy. Have you ever tried to be a veteran that lost a leg in America? Have you ever been a poor person accused of a crime and forced to go with a public defender in America? Of any color. If you're poor, regardless of color, you are catching hell. I've been poor. Shannon's been poor. We know the difference. We know how good our lives are, and we don't need to pretend like, oh, my God, this is so terrible, what's happening to us. But we need to be defending the poor and disadvantaged and talking about their issues.
That was Jason Whitlock, media personality from Fox Sports, responding to LeBron James' comments on racism after his house being vandalized on Wednesday. Plain and simple, man. I'm just going to ask flat out, Slim. I know you was about to go in. Was Jason Whitlock's comments out of bounds?
Yo, he's out of bounds, bro. He's always hating on our race, man. He's always hating on it, man. People get to check the history of Jason Whitlock, man. He's something else, man. But see, he's not going to lose his job behind this. I'll be suspended off the air and behind none of this stuff, man. But if it were, he said something about, you know, I don't want to really get into the race, but he said something about another race, man, he might have got suspended. You know what I mean? You know? They tend to do things like that.
I found it interesting that he mentioned war veterans losing a leg, and
yes,
he has both of his legs, and he was mentioning things that clearly he has never experienced, so I was kind of lost on why he was bringing those things up. J.O., what's your response on what we heard from Jason Whitlock?
Jason Whitlock is so many things to call him. But Jason Whitlock is part idiotic, part coon, and part pussy.
Yeah.
He works for Fox. Sports One. Keyword Fox. So that's a network that thrives off controversy and pushing a button.
That's a fact.
Whitlock is how should we put it?
He's
the
Stephen A. Smith of
FS1. No, he's the good nigga of FS1.
Okay.
So you got Shannon Sharp, who, you know, seemed to be pro-black, and he played that type of role on the broadcast. And then you have this guy, Whitlock, which I wish he would keep his mouth closed on a lot of things. I wish he would be Jason Ziplock, but
he's got a slave mentality,
you know, a wide open mouth. But the funny thing about Whitlock, when he was with ESPN, he was totally opposite. He was always pro-black. He was always, you know, empowering the community. Now that he's on this Colin Cowherd show, it's the total opposite. That's why I question, is it him or is he just following the script?
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel like this thing might be pre-designed? I know you brought up how it seemed like things kind of is repetitious and kind of fall into a strategy or a format. Do you feel like this is pre-designed from, you know, the higher ups, such as the actual networks?
It's definitely premeditated. I mean, it's definitely something. Like I said, that's part of his role now. His role is to shoot down all this black power stuff. I wouldn't even call it black power, but black empowerment, because he did it with the LeVar Ball and the chick on the Colin Cowherd show that sits way in the back from everybody. He took us side on it and just ignored the reasons why Ball said what he said. So he did it a few weeks prior. So in his mind, he just got to be consistent of what he's doing, and it's quite amusing.
Now the perception is he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. But the reality, Slim, do you feel like he's going to get penalized?
For Fox, like my man said, J.O. said, man, Fox is all for the controversy, so they probably won't penalize him, bro. They're going to let him talk away. They're going to let him talk away. I don't think he's going to get penalized, man. But he's going to hear it from people on social media, Charlamagne Tha God, you know what I mean, getting on him. Like, so he's going to hear it from people, but he won't lose his job or be suspended. You know? It ain't going to happen. He's a moron, bro. Mm-hmm.
This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio. We got J.O. Nonfiction Slim, Seven Mitchell on the line. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. When we come back, we're going to stay in the association with the NBA. We're going to talk about Klay Thompson. Will this be his last year in Golden State? Do you see him demanding a trade? We got a lot to talk about. Also, predictions for Game 2 of the NBA Finals going down tomorrow. And so much more here on T7M Radio. Is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Meet the Hooper.
So I see you're becoming a teenager. Been walking around acting all cavalier. I think it's about time we had that talk
about the Hawks and the Hornets.
No way. Dad, I'm not going to talk about that with you.
All right. Well, our State Farm agent said he'd add you to our car insurance when you're ready to drive. But that is not going to happen unless we read this book, son. Once upon a time, a Hawk and a Hornet loved each other very much.
We got robbed. We got robbed.
We've been robbed.
Hey. We got robbed.
What?
My rings. My rings are gone.
You ain't got no rings.
Sure don't.
Don't worry, Mrs. Hooper. If you ever do get a ring, State Farm can cover your jewelry in case of a robbery.
Mama's got no rings.
Really, baby?
I want a ring.
Somebody needs changes, baby.
Ooh.
State Farm. Keeping your home court covered.
Best of Seven Sports Talk with Seven Mitchell on T7M Radio. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 347-989-8102. And follow us on social media, T7M Radio on YouTube.
This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio, 7 Mitchell, J.O., Nonfiction Slim. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. He's chopping it up, talking about the National Basketball Association. Klay Thompson of the Golden State Warriors. J.O., his performance Thursday night, he played 36 minutes. He ended with 6 points. He went 3-for-16, 0-for-5-for-3. He had a couple wide open looks. We talked about Klay Thompson and how it seemed like he's been moving this year with the addition of Durant. What is the future looking like for Klay Thompson in your opinion? Do you see him staying or demanding a trade or just being I don't know what the contract situation specifically is, but what do you see the near future being like for Klay Thompson after this finals is over?
I think they're going to I think it'd be wise for them to just let him play his contract out. Because a lot of people think since he's going to be on his final year next year, it would be best for them to trade him and get some value for him. But if they beat the Cavs this year and win pretty handily, I would rather keep Klay Thompson on the team and go for a third title in 4 years. Then once he becomes a free agent, I just use that money to sign another good player to take his spot. You know, it probably would be – see, the thing is, Klay Thompson, he actually holds some leverage as far as being acquired by other teams, because a team is not going to give up a top five pick if he has 1 year left on his deal, which is too risky to trade some valuable assets to a player that may leave you within a year because he still had 1 year on his contract. It'd be different. He signed – it was a signing trade – but then Klay would be stupid to sign that early because he won't be able to get the max money that he could possibly get as a free agent. So,
right.
I think this should keep him.
Slim, I want to say something.
I just want him to backtrack on something. Klay as like getting the max money. Like, who really gonna give that dude, a dude that can't create his own shot, really the max dollars? He gotta really go to a team where they gonna get him open looks. He can't be that primary guy. You know, because he can't get to the
rack. If you're
going to
give Paul George a max contract, Klay Thompson deserves a max contract, in my opinion.
But listen to me with Paul George, though. We know Paul George can put the ball on the floor like that and get to the basket. He don't choose to. Klay struggles in that department, bro.
But he's a way better shooter than Paul George, and he's just as a greater defender as Paul George.
He's a great shooter. But with the game on the line, one-on-one, Klay and a guy on the island, you think Klay Thompson really going to burn by his man and get to the rack, bro?
But that doesn't necessarily mean you're a max player or not. We see guys like Deion Jordan, other guys getting over $100 million. If Klay Thompson go to a team and give them 22 to 25 on a consistent basis, I'd say for example he go to the Eastern Conference and get 25 a game there, I mean, scores like that is a premium, especially.
Yeah, but he's gonna be looking for like superstar money. He's gonna be looking for superstar dollars, man. And I don't think he can lead a franchise nowhere, bro. Because he's a great shooter, but he can't get his own shot. Man, that's crucial with superstars. I mean, you gotta be able to get to the rack, know when the jump is not going, put your head down, and get to the free throw line, bro. He's not one of them players, man. He's a shooter.
Now, let me ask you this, Slim. Because we've seen Bradley Beal and John Wall come of age as of late. But Klay Thompson and Steph Curry for the last 3 years have been considered the best backcourt in the NBA, hands down. What do you think mentally the addition of Kevin Durant did for Klay Thompson? Because when the addition first went down, Klay Thompson was one of the first people to say he wasn't taking a back seat. You know, he was going to still keep putting it up. But what do you think mentally – this whole thing, this trip has done for him with the addition of KD?
He knew once they got KD, his role in the pecking order was going down. He knew that. He knew it was going to affect him. That's why he came out and said, I'm still going to be aggressive and get my shots. KD, he knew with KD coming there, man, he knew he was going to be like the third, fourth option on the team touching that basketball, bro. You know what I mean? It is what it is with him, man. Like, he's averaging, 13 points in the playoffs this year, bro? You know he's feeling it. It's mental with him right now, bro, in the playoffs. He's not getting the ball like he used to getting the ball, man.
Do you see him breaking out before the finals is over?
I just hope Cleveland don't think he's Harrison Barnes and leave him open like that, because he's going to get hot. You can't give him open shots like that. You know what I mean? So, he needs a breakout game, man. He needs it. But with them force feeding him, trying to get Klay off, it's not going to work like that. It got to happen during the rhythm of the game, bro. Naturally, you know?
Well, he got a lot of open looks Thursday. He was 0 for 5.
Right, but I seen some possession with, like, Green and them wanted to get him the ball and, like, let him get off. You know what I mean? He just got to play his game and let it come natural, bro. You know what I mean? He's pressing right now because KD shining, Steph shining, and Green is doing what he do, you know?
Tomorrow.
He did not play too deep because he played great defense Thursday. You know?
Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. Game 2. You know? J.O., Give me a winner.
I got Golden State winning in a close game. I have Golden State in that.
Now, you were close. Single. You were close last week because you said a double digit. They won by, I think, what, 23, 22 points?
Yeah, 22, some shit like that. It blew them out.
And I was
yeah.
predicting to score 113. So.
Yeah, one of y'all said 113. It was 113. Now, I've always scored first.
All right, so you got Cleveland going down 2-0 after tomorrow.
I got him going down 2-0, but going within game three with more confidence about himself.
Do you think they're going to play better tomorrow than they did Thursday night?
Yeah, they may not play that bad for the rest of the series. Doesn't mean they won't get beat clearly or handily, but I don't expect them to struggle that bad again in this series.
What about you, Slim? You agree with J.O.? You feel like Golden State will pull this one off again?
Yeah, I think Golden State going to win tomorrow. Cleveland's going to go back home and protect their home court. You know what I mean? But they ain't winning tomorrow. You know? It's going to be a good game, though. I'm going to tell you one thing, though. Kevin Durant is not going to have a game like he had the other night. LeBron's going to make sure of that, man.
Wait a minute. Let's get in there right quick. What do you mean LeBron is not going to let KD get off like that?
Dog,
you saying LeBron is going to put a defense on him?
But listen, LeBron been getting clowned for the last since the fucking game one, bro. And he's hearing all this and seeing all of this, man. Kevin Durant is probably going to get his 20-something, but it's going to be on 20-something shots, man.
Wow.
I'm serious. Like LeBron been getting cooked. And,
he's going to continue to get cooked. That's not.
I'm talking about the media is cooking this man, bro.
This is
cooking.
They want to put Shumpert on KD and let LeBron guard Klay Thompson because he got to play the guy that's struggling.
Yeah, but it ain't going to look good for him if he's not on KD tomorrow night, man. That's going to show
one thing that surprised me. You mentioned Durant. You had brought this up when we did our pregame Slim for game one. That pick and roll, that high pick and roll that they have, like, it seemed to be blowing Cleveland away. Like, they couldn't stop that. Like, it was Golden State got the pick and roll down pat, and Kevin Durant had a lot of easy looks, layups and dunks in game one.
Man, he had, what, six dunks?
The switch-up was crazy.
They're going to make the adjustment, man. I look for James to defend way better on Durant tomorrow, bro. I'm serious. He's a superstar, man. He's going to be able to get away with a little bit more than Shumpert get away with. You know what I mean? So, he's definitely going to be locked in.
I think LeBron needs to save his energy and chase another offensive player because he's going to wear down in the end trying to follow Durant the way game one was. And I just don't – as long as it depends on KD. If KD stay aggressive, I don't think LeBron can hold him at all.
When it comes to legacy.
Separates LeBron from Kobe Bryant, bro. Because Kobe Bryant would have locked in, baby. You know what I mean? He would have knew all Durant's weaknesses, my guy. You know what I mean? And forced him in. When Durant do that behind the back, he would have beat him to it. Defense, man. LeBron got to wake up, bro. You know what I mean?
From the legacies, J.O., who do you feel like legacy needs this title more? LeBron's legacy or KD's legacy?
Shit, man. That's why I'm in a quandary on that shit because LeBron can't afford to go 3-5 in the finals. And KD, he can't afford not to win this year, bro. You know what I mean? But they saying it'll do nothing to LeBron's resume already because he's going against a star-studded team. But it's going to hurt him more in the long run, bro. You know?
Yeah, I think in the long run, it'll hurt LeBron, but at the present time, it's going to hurt KD the most. Because it's just going to be open season of just stoning him if he lose for him to make that move off or not. And LeBron, he need this because at his age, he can't afford to lose more rings if he trying to match Jordan. That's just one more notch. Well, I'm just saying with the ring count, I don't think he ever going to, me personally, he's not going to eclipse him as a player. But far as the ring count, he's got to,
it's too tough.
He can't afford to lose.
Look at LeBron right now. Well, how, he's 32 years old?
Facts.
And he, in Miami, we know for a fact in Miami he was complaining because he was playing 44 to 46 minutes a game in Miami, damn man. You know what I mean? He played in the Olympics, and he'd been to the finals 7 straight times. It's crazy mileage on the knees, bro. You know what I mean? Crazy mileage.
Well, I'm surprised that the conversation is always LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. No one is really talking about the lack of support he got. Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, and I believe Shumpert, I think all of those guys combined for 0 points.
What we was told about LeBron, bro, he makes everybody better, right?
Yeah, but you can't make the basket. You can't make the basket go in, the ball go in the basket for another player. I mean, you know, you can set them up. Those guys weren't hitting anything. They were open.
I mean, he got to be elite. He got to get in his guys. Those guys need to be in the gym, working on their shot. But the rap on LeBron James, he make everyone better, man. So, you know, he better find some. You better get players on the floor that's going to be productive, man, and let them play heavy minutes, man. Because,
Slim Bayless, that's his new name, Slim Bayless.
I will say, the major weakness on the Cavs team it seems to be is the shooting guard position. Like, there's nowhere they can go in the next season with Shumpert and J.R. Smith being their two main shooting guards. Like, they have to upgrade that position, or it's going to be hell to pay going against the Golden State.
Who's available for next year at the two guard?
Well, I think we discussed behind the scenes. They trade for Paul George. Who knows, man? Crazy things happen. Maybe I can also see them maybe making a crazy deal, try to go after Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I will leave Wade alone.
You better leave Wade alone after you say my blog today.
Nah, I wouldn't leave him. For 1 year, I wouldn't leave him alone for 1 year.
Look what he did in Chicago. What are you talking about?
What are we talking about? We talking about J.R. Smith and Shumpert.
Defensively, they got the skill set. They just need to step it up. One more comparison, man, before we end the show. CP3, Carmelo Anthony. Who's going to win the title first, if at all? Slim, give me your pick.
Unless they go join some superstars, them boys going to retire ringless. Because them as lead franchise dogs, you know what I mean? They ain't taking nobody nowhere, man. Melo, his whole career, he been a great scorer. You know what I mean? A horrible defender and a below-average playmaker, man. You can't win like that when your captain, your team leader can't make you better. And Chris Paul, bro, he never was a franchise player. Never. You know what I mean? And he's too small, bro. And he ain't got that killer instinct like that to get over the hump. You know what I mean? So Clippers better off letting him go. Instead of, but they got to give him like $40 million this year so he get that little percentage or something because he's a veteran. You know what I mean?
First of all, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous to say Chris Paul is never a franchise player. Are you kidding me?
He's never a franchise player, bro. What, like, well, he been in the NBA, like, what, 14 years? Derrick Rose playoff resume is better than that guy, man. And Rose don't even play like that, man. You know what I mean? Rose got more memorable moments in the playoffs than Chris Paul. You know what I mean?
What about you, J.O.? You feel that level of disrespect that he's showing? You agree with this?
I fundamentally disagree with the disrespect to the CP3. Now, we can say, yeah, he hasn't been successful. I mean, I would give him excuses and say he had to play against the likes of the Spurs and so on. And New Orleans, his second best player on the team was David West. And he made him an all-star, by the way.
Hold on. You remember the year Chris Paul was the second seed in the West, right? You remember him and Kobe was fighting for that top spot?
True.
Chris Paul had the Spurs. He had the Spurs. It was a 3-1 on the Spurs. What happened?
I don't think they had a 3-1 on Spurs. You sure about that?
Yo, please go back and look. They had the lead on the Spurs. The Spurs came back and won that series and bumped them.
Because I think they lost in six games. I think they lost in six. I thought they lost in six, but.
But why is it, Slim? Why is it that you will judge one particular series on a person's whole career? You will focus on one series or even one game for that matter to justify.
Listen to me, man. The media and everybody was protecting Chris Paul, bro. I didn't see this man in the playoffs. Oh, they gonna do this. When he first came to the Clippers, bro, they said the Clippers was gonna do that, this, that, and the third, and they got eliminated, man. What, in the second round? And then again, Clippers ranked, oh, the Clippers going far. Clippers eliminated first round. Like, he ain't taking nobody nowhere, man. Look at the guards in the NBA now, man. Chris Paul, man, I don't even think he's a top five PG in the game anymore, man. I'm sorry, man, but I just got to keep it like that, bro. He ain't past Chris Paul.
The disrespect in this whole conversation to me is just at an all time.
John Wall didn't pass him on your list.
I don't care about John Wall. I don't care about John Wall. The fact that y'all never even mentioned Carmelo's name in this segment is really disrespectful. I mean,
no, I told you, I mentioned Carmelo.
I didn't hear Carmelo's name out of you or Jay. I'm so disrespectful.
Yo, listen,
and there's no way
Carmelo,
that CP3 is going to get a championship ring before my man Carmelo.
I'm going to tell you what they should have done.
What's that?
They should have took the LeBron supper route and just they would probably have to be a finals appearance. But since
they do
didn't
that
take
now,
the
they still not going to the finals.
Let's put this thing to bed right now. What's define the LeBron sucker route so I can burn this thing down, J.O.?
Go team up with an elite player. You know what I mean?
I don't know, because I want to blame part of the media too, but the sucker route is to leave a team that's contending to go with another. I mean, I can see if you was, like I said, Anthony Davis in New Orleans, or if you was, one of these bad teams with one good player on the team. Well, you could argue LeBron didn't have a great player in Cavs, but I mean, the team won 60 games. So to leave
that, could not get over the hump. This is what you. What's the purpose of the? But that's the purpose, right? The purpose is to win the championship, right?
Well, you team up with the second best player in the Eastern Conference.
But I'm saying everybody goes out to win a championship. That's the primary goal, right?
I respect that, man. But the way you go about it, is that not right?
I mean, the goal is the championship. Not to be on a contender for the rest of your career. We are clear that LeBron James was on a contender, Gio. But time and time again, I tried to explain this to you before, they could not get over the hump. You keep mentioning these 60 wins. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
Wait a minute. They can't get over the hump because you lose in the year. That means you can't get over the hump?
No, what I'm saying is this. He got over the hump after he beat the Pistons. He never got over the hump until after they beat the Pistons. What I'm saying is this. From 2007, when they went to the finals against the Spurs, till 2010 when he left the Cavs, those three, four years, the Cavaliers were contenders each year, right or wrong?
True.
But they could not get over the hump. So when his contract is up.
Listen, let me finish.
And what I was trying to explain before, no other player was interested in coming to Cleveland to help LeBron get over the hump. So his contract is up. No one's talking about going to Cleveland to help LeBron. LeBron goes to Miami, forms a super team, not joins a super team, forms a super team. Mind you, Chris Bosh was in Toronto. And Dwayne Wade, I keep telling y'all, really was nothing. Without that help, without that superstar Shaq or LeBron. So I don't understand the sucker route. I just don't get it.
Yo, bro, like, all right, when you first heard the move to Miami, what you automatically, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James? That's a championship. Nobody could compete with that.
Right.
I know that can't
absolutely.
Everybody.
I knew. I agree with you, Slim. I knew from when it first went down, I was like, oh, man, they about to win the next four, five rings. But then they lost. Then they lost the first championship, and everything changed. Everything changes when they lose the first time.
You know why they lost, though? Because they was fighting on the inside. They wasn't coming to the media, but each wanted that MVP.
But it doesn't matter.
Like just didn't, you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter, though. What I'm saying is it doesn't matter to the extent that at least you know that even with three of the top five or top 10 players on the same team, you can still beat them in a seven-game series. It was done by the Dallas Mavericks.
I'll tell you something, man.
He lost because he lost. It wasn't because of his team. Oh, the other team was so great. He lost just like the regular guys, just like all the other guys on Team Lou. Check this out. When Shaq and Kobe won and they was the only two stars on the team, people always say Kobe had Shaq. When LeBron loses with two other stars, oh, you still can lose with other stars. Like, you know, I just feel like it's just a different judgment when it comes to LeBron. Because it's like when he loses, he don't have enough. When he wins, he's the GOAT.
What stars have LeBron lost with that he hasn't won with, though?
He lost at least two finals with stars.
Listen to what I'm saying. Hall of Famers. He started off with Cleveland with two Hall of Famers, right? Potential Hall of Famers and Chris Bosh in Miami. They lost the first go-round. Turned around, and they won two.
Okay,
right?
They lost.
Then he came back home to Cleveland. But you're not taking the fact of why he lost.
Can we get to the bottom line? Why they lost the first
what do
time
you mean?
They had?
We can talk about X's and O's. We can talk about him coming up short in the fourth quarter. But without LeBron, you wouldn't even be there.
Well, what I'm saying that's on him. It's not on him. The other team was better. I didn't have no help. That's Jay, this is LeBron versus the Spurs.
This is not LeBron James versus the Spurs.
LeBron and Wade that year. It was dope shit.
All I'm saying is this. He goes to Miami with D-Wade and Chris Bosh, forms that. They lose the first go-round. Then he turned around and went two with them. He comes to Cleveland, comes back home with Cleveland, forms with Kyrie and Kevin Love, similar situation, lose the first go-round, turn around, wins last year, and now they're back at it again. I don't understand what are we talking about?
And when we heard that the Kevin Love deal was done and Kyrie and LeBron, what did we say? Cavs going back to the championship, right?
And they lost.
But no, we knew they was going back, though, right?
But we know Golden State was the favorite for the last 3 years.
Golden State, but not really the first year. They just came out that first year and won. Like, they won crazy. Coming into the season, I don't think they was heavy favorites. The first time they won a championship, man, in the beginning of the season. I think people had the Clippers, man, coming out.
They were one seed.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, you know, when the season started. You know the predictions? You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay,
the season started.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
okay.
they had the Clippers being the team of the West and Golden State shocking people, man. You know? But we knew when Cleveland had that team right there, we just said, damn, LeBron's going back to the finals. Nobody in the Eastern Conference can compete with them, man. You know?
I know. We had LeBron make moves, and it's not premeditated. I mean, it's not a far-gone conclusion in going to the finals. I mean, just the same thing.
When you going to give LeBron James his props, J.O.?
I give him props, but I give him props as far as it goes. I'm not giving him extra praises, unnecessary praises.
What praises does LeBron James don't want?
Dope conversation? I mean, that's a media thing, you know what I'm saying? But that's where we at with LeBron right now. You got
J.O., realistically, man, for someone whose career, for the book is, that is still open. Now it's closing, but for the for someone who has the book still open, are we not even going to acknowledge that this guy still has the opportunity to be the GOAT? You're making it seem like his career is ended, and we're comparing this to Michael.
Wait a minute. Tell me, okay, let me ask you a question. Tell me a scenario in which LeBron could be the GOAT.
He's already the GOAT, if you ask me. But
I'm going to tell you this.
Oh, if he wins this year, if he wins back-to-back in Cleveland, if he wins back-to-back in Cleveland,
you have four rings.
It doesn't matter. I don't. It's not even the rings, because look at Bill Russell. We're not talking about rings. I'm looking at
career. You're looking at career. Body of work.
If LeBron win the next four straight, he's a
no,
goat,
he don't have to win. No, man, that's come
you know,
on, man. That's
no, but listen, he now in the next, he already got one. He win the next three championships and be four straight. It's over.
I don't think LeBron has to win three more rings.
How is his career better than Michael Jordan at this point?
How is it not? He has better numbers than Michael Jordan. And he has better numbers
category?
Than Michael
Jordan. We can't just say numbers. That's a broad statement. We can't just say numbers.
And what stat other than in points in regular season? Because he just passed Michael all time in the playoffs. Just
Jordan
in the last series.
Steals.
But we know LeBron
Jordan
is a
better
all around. No. Wait a minute. Michael Jordan was a better all around
defender
than LeBron?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Come on, man. No way. When have you seen Michael consistently chase down blocks like that?
In his early career, he did it all the time.
Jordan had his fair share of blocks. He had his fair share of blocks. I don't think. Okay, I'm going to put them on a similar level. I'll put them on a similar level defensively. He wasn't a better rebounder than LeBron.
He had a Defensive Player of the Year award. What are you talking about? He led the league in scoring and steals in 1 year.
I'm pretty sure every award that he has, LeBron has. There's not an award that Michael has that LeBron does.
LeBron never won a Defensive Player of the Year award, bro.
He hasn't won that yet?
No.
And he never will. He won't. It's a wrap for that.
Has he been on the NBA All-Defensive First Team?
Jordan did that like 9-10 times.
No, I'm talking LeBron, because you said Jordan.
Yeah,
won.
He made it 1 year.
Okay, so
if
he's been on the first team, that's good enough. If he's been on there more than once or consistently, man, that's good enough. He's a better rebounder than Jordan. He's a better rebounder than
Jordan.
He's a better passer than Jordan. He's a better floor general than Jordan. He's a better shooter than Jordan.
Like Michael Jordan, bro.
So what? He's not a killer like Kobe.
Wait a minute, he's not a better shooter than Michael Jordan.
Oh, he was a better. LeBron James is a better perimeter shooter than Michael Jordan.
Oh, he's not.
To me, Michael Jordan's fadeaway was better than his
mid-range jump is 10 times better than LeBron. We're not even going to discuss that.
That's true.
But LeBron doesn't play a mid-range game. LeBron shoot three or go to the rack. That's not his game. Jordan did nothing but fadeaways. He stayed 15 feet away from the basket.
Yo, I know
that was Jordan's game.
About James,
nothing but
turnaround too,
shots.
He's missing a lot more and more layups, man, each year, man.
What does that mean? He's making more threes each year. Like, you're being so biased. Like, you're not being a
bad. I just see the athleticism waning down, bro.
Why is it when Jordan did it? It was Jordan being smarter, but when LeBron do it, it's the physicality.
You ain't seen Michael Jordan miss layups like that, bro.
What do you mean? You don't remember MJ in Washington?
You don't remember MJ in 98, 99
with Chicago?
I'm talking about Michael Jordan in that Bulls uniform, man. I watched 98.
Look at 1998. Look at 1998.
He won the championship in 98. Right?
Look at 1998 and 99.
He didn't play. It was lockout that year.
How?
Yeah, that's what he did. 98, he retired.
We didn't have a championship in 1999?
Yes,
the season was locked out for half the year.
And who they
played?
That was LeBron?
Nah, the Spurs won that year. LeBron.
No, I'm saying, who did the Spurs play? The Knicks?
Your Knicks. Come on, you probably know this.
Oh, no, I wasn't a Knicks fan back then, you know. I'm just keeping it real.
I wanted the Knicks to beat them niggas too. Nah, I never root for the Knicks, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have you have no objectivity, LeBron James. I want to get back to that. Neither one of y'all seems to have no objectivity. Like, y'all seem to be straight haters. I don't understand.
I'm not
hating. If you don't want to put LeBron top five, I won't argue.
I've seen plenty of great talents in my time. I've seen Jordan. I've seen Kobe. I mean, I've seen Shaq. I've seen AI. LeBron is up there, bro. Are the best players I've seen in my time watching basketball,
up there.
Bro.
And, up there. What do you mean?
Yeah.
He is there. I don't.
He's mixing him. He's like in the top five. He's top five.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Name me
it's
three players better.
Listen,
name me three players better than LeBron James. Name me three. If he's not top.
Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and the Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal, man.
You just say that Kobe Bryant is better than LeBron James?
Yes.
You're not making no sense, man. You're not making no sense. You're definitely not making no
Kobe
sense.
Plays in the
and your whole argument about Jordan compared to LeBron, it goes
Bryant
against the grain when it goes
Eastern
to Kobe
Conference.
And LeBron. LeBron was a better defender than Kobe. He's a better
what?
I'm not supposed, he wasn't a better shooter than Kobe. LeBron was a better defender than Kobe. He's a better rebounder than Kobe. He's a better assistant Kobe. He's a better leader than Kobe. He done went to 7 straight NBA finals. He done took 2 franchises to the finals 4 times. I mean, Kobe did.
Kobe never ran to no top 10 talent in the league.
That's maybe he should have. Maybe he should have.
It's a
difference. Maybe he should have.
It's a difference.
He would have had more than 5 rings.
I go with the hard. Yo, bro, I go with the hardworking man. The man that faces adversity.
So LeBron is not hardworking? Taking 2 franchises to the finals 4 times is not hard work.
Dude,
what do you mean?
Yeah, he had a Build-A-Bear team, man. He had 2 great Build-A-Bear teams. Man. What you talking
how did
about?
He have? Listen, how did he? What was the rosters for these 2 teams? Do you not understand that everyone that he went to the championship that was of relevance came once he came? None of these guys were signed to Cleveland. Miami, other than D Wade and Kyrie, they were the only people that were signed to this team that made sense, that made any type of relevance in the postseason.
Like he took the Memphis Grizzlies to the finals, man, with Conley as the second.
You can say that. You can look at Cleveland when he leaves. That's worse than the Grizzlies.
They
19 wins. That's a 19.
He's the only player that left.
19-win season after LeBron left. 19 wins.
The entire team, bro.
Dwayne Wade
you say?
Was key, too, man.
It
just said Dwayne Wade and Kyrie, but they would Kyrie nor Dwayne could do nothing in the years before without LeBron.
No, Chris Bosh wasn't no lunch meat neither, man. Chris Bosh was a top.
Chris Bosh was Chris Bosh came to Miami with LeBron. He wasn't playing with Wade, and then LeBron came. LeBron never joined anything. He created all of these teams.
Bro, that's too much. That was too much on the team at the time, bro.
How?
Too much.
How?
It fucked the balance of the Eastern Conference.
They had the money. They had the money. They had people that was willing to take minimums to play with them, and they lost. How was that too much?
Because
they
lost. He lost. They didn't lose. He lost.
Okay, so it's always LeBron James versus the entire team.
When we averaged 2 points in the 4th quarter in the finals. Yeah, you lost. And then well,
okay,
Wade.
What about the other 3 quarters?
Well, he's 3 and 4 in the finals, so, you know, he went losing.
So I guess,
so.
Tim Tebow was a great quarterback to you, right?
In college. Yeah, I get him, man.
No, in the NFL.
The media
because for 55 minutes
no
a game,
he was on no. You don't have
the media
no. He
got the Tebow's head, man.
But for 55 minutes a game, he's garbage. In 5 minutes, in the last 5 minutes, he always pulled it off. So I guess he's great.
He didn't pull off a ring, so it basically means it didn't work in the end. Correct?
LeBron has 3 rings, 8 appearances. So why are we not giving him no benefit of the doubt? He's being disrespectful.
But we also going to acknowledge the 4 losses in the finals.
In 2011, look what
that's
he has done thing. Since then. This is crazy. Look what LeBron James has done since that collapse in 2011. This nigga brought a championship to Cleveland. To Cleveland.
All right, that's good and dandy. But every player that had it locked for their generation, when Mike had it, he dominated 6-0. When Kobe had it, 5-2. You know what I mean? LeBron, 3-4, and possibly about to be 3-5. That don't look good, bro.
Still be one.
What do you mean it don't look good?
That don't look good. Like, he's the best player to everyone. Well, Jordan
you're
was
not,
the best player when Kobe
you know
was
what
the
you're
best
doing?
Player.
You know what you're doing? You know what you're doing? You simplifying this whole conversation down to whose record in the NBA Finals is the best.
Not
that's
really.
That's,
no.
the, only,
the,
that's the only thing you're talking about. That's it. 6-0, 5-2, 3-4.
When you bring that trophy back to the conference, that shows who's the dominant player and shit, whatever. Bring that shit back.
You don't have to have a dominant player to win the championship, Slim. What do we, come on now.
Yo, why the Pistons never repeated, man? The Billups, man.
Who? Huh? Chauncey Billups?
Yeah, why they never couldn't have that dominant superstar, man? That's why they won that little fluke shit against the Lakers and never did it again. You know what I mean? The Spurs kept going and winning because Tim Duncan is a superstar. He's just quiet. You know what I mean? Tony Parker was raw, so the Spurs was always good. You know?
We're going to do this over and over and over again, but to answer your question, J.O., at the end of the day, I feel like he's already the GOAT, but if he does this one, come on, man. I don't care what y'all say. If he pulls this one
off. Even if he loses, he's the GOAT?
No. If he loses this finals, it's too much. It's too much for another loss. And I'm not just...
You know next
I'm
year he's
going
to be back, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's just entirely.
And if he
that's entirely
next
too
year,
many.
If he loses this year and next year, what you gonna have to say?
No, if he wins this year, it's stamped. It doesn't matter
if
he
loses
next year.
This year and loses next year.
No, it doesn't what's matter about next year? Year. It doesn't matter. This is it. This is the year. This is it. If he does it, he's stamped. Back to back championships in Cleveland, done deal. I'm sorry.
You do
done deal.
First of all, before. I'm going to give you a fun opportunity to retract LeBron being the GOAT by saying that. Now, we talk about LeBron.
I'm sorry.
Listen. Okay, yeah. I'm. Let's say he wins. I'm going to factor in that. Now, we talk about him when he would then be 4-4 in the finals, and he won back-to-back with Miami in the Cavs, and he brought a championship to Cleveland. But let's look at Michael Jordan for a second. Won 3 straight championships, retired for a year and a half, and then came back to the same team and won 3 more straight. So you act like his 8, he won 2 over there and 2 over here.
Can we stop right there? Look, can we stop right there? Can we stop right
two
there?
Different
can
we, of 3 straight.
Can we stop right there? I'm just saying, can we pause right there? Why, J.O., do you always want to give an incomplete story? Yes, Michael Jordan came back to the same
organization.
What was that
complete
about that? Hold up. I'm about to explain. Michael Jordan came back to the same organization. But why do you forget that it was not the same team? Why do we not act like it wasn't B.J. Armstrong all the time and it wasn't Paxson all the time and it was the addition of Dennis Rodman and the addition of Steve Kerr? What do you mean who? These are guys that helped, that made key shots for these guys to win championships. Y'all see how y'all say that Ray Allen saved LeBron's legacy?
Look,
these are guys that made key pivotal shots in the postseason to seal a deal, to help seal a deal for Michael Jordan to come. That's
when he came
number one,
number.
First and foremost. Why do you always lose sight of that? You keep talking about him being in Chicago like they didn't switch up and have bring on different players. Dennis Rodman is a Hall of Famer, top 50 player. Tony Kukoc was
the
best. Tony Kukoc was the best international player, hands down. Scottie Pippen, one of the top 50 NBA players of all time. Phil Jackson, 11 rings. Why do you make it seem like Michael Jordan just did everything by himself?
Because the numbers say.
Why didn't Michael take the Wizards to the playoffs?
Why are we not going to talk about that?
We're talking about the GOAT, though. We talk about the GOAT, the playoffs,
like if he
said,
in
the,
can't take
and what y'all call
Brown
it, the weak East.
The
y'all call it the weak East. He had Rip Hamilton.
Rip was young, bro.
So what? Ripma's always been nice. Ripma's a champion. Ripma may be a future Hall of Famer. How am I reaching? That was part of his career. I mean, you guys, LeBron, you want to close the book. You want to judge Michael Jordan on his career, just on Chicago. Y'all too biased.
He was already cemented as a GOAT.
That's not so what he
was just extra. That was just like extra. That's just extra credit. That's all that was. He's been
so wait a minute. Okay. So when we go off air, because we're about to end the show, I can go back to those couple seasons he was with the Wizards and deduct all those numbers. I can deduct all those numbers. They don't count, right? And then compare what he did to Chicago with what LeBron has done.
You can take those away.
You take about 3,000 points.
Okay. I'm going to take away every stat that Jordan had in a Washington Wizards uniform and compare his body of work with Chicago to LeBron's overall body of work. We will have this conversation.
And you still have six rings.
Yo, this is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio 7, Mitchell J.O., Nonfiction Slim. Appreciate y'all locking in with us, man. We're going to be locked in next week with a recap of Game 2 NBA Finals. Is going down again tomorrow, 8 p.m. Do not miss it. ABC, Golden State, up 1-0. Y'all stay safe, man. 7 Mitchell, the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio. We out of here, fellas. Peace. 1.